Between September 16th and 18th, 1982, a campaign of killing took place at the Sabra and Shatila refugee camps in Lebanon. What happened was described by the UN as an act of genocide. With the backing of invading Israeli forces, a right-wing Lebanese Christian armed group called the Falange attacked the Palestinian camps in Beirut. According to multiple reports, up to 3,500 men, women, and children were killed. For nearly 40 hours, civilians were raped, tortured, and mutilated. The Falange had gone into the camps, claiming they were looking for fighters from the Palestinian Liberation Organization, who they wrongly blamed for the assassination of their leader, Lebanese president-elect Bashir Gemayel. The Falange and the PLO were fighting on opposite sides of Lebanon's civil war. And just a few months earlier, Israel's army had invaded. Allied with the Falangists, it surrounded the camps. And on the orders of Israeli Defense Minister Ariel Sharon, the Falangists went in. And while the massacre was taking place, Israel's army was accused of standing by and letting it happen. The killings provoked international condemnation. The UN said Israel was directly guilty of involvement. An Israeli judicial commission concluded that Ariel Sharon was personally responsible and called for him to be dismissed from his position. He resigned, but in 2001 was elected as prime minister. No one has ever been put on trial over Sabra and Shatila. Decades later, survivors and their relatives are still demanding accountability.